T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
A lot of coaches in football will look at Nick Saban talking about rat poison, tongue in cheek, by the way. Bill Belichick at the podium talking about we're on to Cincinnati. And they think that's what makes a great coach. He doesn't have to answer your stupid questions. No, it's that. It's adaptability. It's here's what's in front of us. How do we get the win? I don't care what we do. I don't care what our calling card is as an offense. Wind gusts are going to be 50 miles per hour tonight. It's going to be freezing. What way can we win this game in Buffalo? Well, I mean, we might have an advantage against their run defense. Great. Let's body punch them to death with our run game. It was magnificent. And it's that part of his coaching profile that I wish more coaches would look at and emulate. That's what you want to be. You want to be the coach that they don't know what to expect.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
Come on, Chuck's on the show today, so all of y'all suckers have got to dance up in this piece. Bass drop! Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. There's going to be a lot of football on the show. There's good news on the Justin Fields front. Looks like he's going to be healthy enough to at least practice and possibly start this game against the Packers on Sunday Night Football. So there's a reason to actually tune in. Meanwhile, the Bulls have a game tonight, which we will have here on The Score starting at 5:45. Our play-by-play man, Chuck Swirsky, he joins me to talk about these Bulls. I got some IO questions I want to ask him next here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Down the floor, leaking out. Derrick Jones Jr. with a two-handed stuff. Counted in a foul on Jeff Green. Oh, my goodness. Did Jones elevate and he threw it down.
He did both of those things that Chuck Swirsky described. The Bulls play tonight. We will have pregame starting at 5:45 when they take on the Cavs. And the play-by-play man of the Bulls, Chuck Swirsky, joins me on the Circuit Casino and Resort Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. And we are happy to have a friend of the show, Chuck Swirsky, join us here on The Score. Hey, Chuck.
Lawrence, this is a great day. I get to talk to you. Just moments ago, I talked to Herb off the air. This is a really good day.
Yes.
You do a great job.
Thank you. You are Mr. Positivity on Twitter. Like, you're always bringing the positive flow for people. And what's nice, I was joking with Herbie about this yesterday. You have always been able to figure out where the rainbow is and when you're doing Bulls basketball, because it's a great job being the play-by-play guy for the Chicago Bulls. But you had to really search for some rainbows over the last couple of seasons. That's not the case now. This is one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference. So what's it been like for you to now have teams where everywhere you look, there's some positive things to talk about?
Well, you know what? Number one, Lawrence, there's always something positive, even in the midst of indecision and challenges, because, you know, I look at this ball club now, obviously, with the COVID situation, but this is an opportunity for a lot of players to be on the big stage and to play extended minutes. Because, Lawrence, I mean, everyone needs that opportunity in life. Just like you were given an opportunity, I was given an opportunity. People that are listening to your show right now are hoping maybe to get that chance in life. So, to me, this is a blessing. And when you wake up in the morning, every day does matter. And you never go through the motions in life. So when I experience what I've experienced right now with this year's Bulls team compared to a couple, three, four seasons, five seasons, where there has been a lot of things going on, I'm grateful. But at the same time, I was grateful when this ball club, when this franchise was really just stuck. And so, you know what? Every day is a great day.
Let's talk about some of the players that they've added and their impact on the team. We spent a lot of time yesterday, Chuck, talking about Ayo Dosunmu. To see him go in there and start, play 42 minutes, what's it been like for you through 25 games to see a guy that I'm guessing most people didn't expect a ton from right away, and to him to gain the trust of Billy Donovan to find himself in a spot where he'd be starting?
You know what, Lawrence? Absolutely right. So here's the story on Ayo. Like any fan, I had never met him. I didn't meet him while he was playing at Morgan Park. Never met him at Illinois. I watched him. I knew about him, obviously. So I meet him. And again, with this COVID world, we really don't have as much contact with the players as we once did. But I have met him several times. And the first thing that comes across is this guy gets it. I mean, he is extremely polite and matters. And it does matter to me, Lawrence, regarding how someone comes across with another person, regarding their mannerisms, their politeness, their kindness. And this kid's got it. I mean, his folks did a wonderful job with him and his family. That's first and foremost. Secondly, like watching him play college ball at Illinois, this guy competes. So now the transition to the NBA level, which is really, really hard, Lawrence. It's not as easy as people think, saying, hey, he was a big star in the Big Ten. He'll just make a seamless transition to the NBA. This game goes so fast. If you talk to any player, Lawrence, that makes the jump, even the great players, the high lottery picks, the first thing they'll tell you, biggest change, the speed of the game. And he has mastered that to the point where he played 42 minutes the other night, Lawrence. 42 on both ends of the floor. He doesn't take possessions off. I love the makeup of this kid.
Alex Caruso has become a bit of a cult hero. And you look at his game, he's just got great floor game. Like when you look at the box score, you're like, oh, okay, he's a 7-5-5-5 guy. Like he's gonna give you all of those things. What's been the impact of having him on the floor for the Bulls?
Well, first and foremost, because, see, when we play the Lakers, we meeting the Bulls, we only see L.A. twice a year. Having been around Alex night after night after night, he is the best 7-7-5 guy I have ever seen. I mean, he's throwing his body around. He's taking charges. I mean, he plays angles on defense. He gets a ton of deflections. As you know, he's leading the NBA in steals. And the players love him because he understands his strengths. He understands what a player's strength is, and he tries to play off that. And so I think the players around him love playing with him. And I do agree with DeMar DeRozan, who says, you know what, at the end of his run, he will be an NBA head coach one day. And you can see it right now. There are certain guys that you know will coach or manage, Lawrence, and you've been around those guys. And to me, there's no question in my mind he will be a head coach. One of the smartest people I've ever been around in sports who will be a head coach in this league is Rajon Rondo. He is one of the most intelligent human beings I've ever been around, and I can't wait for him to be a head coach in this league.
With DeMar DeRozan, there was some worry that the shared offense between him and Zach LaVine, that maybe you had two guys that both were alphas and that they both wanted to end games. It's worked out swimmingly. How did Billy Donovan get these two guys to be on the same page? Or do the players deserve the credit for understanding their roles and working with each other to make what has been one of the best duos in the NBA?
Well, like in any case, Lawrence, it's probably a combination of both. But I think here's the thing. You know, DeMar, they love him in Toronto. I missed him by a year. I came to the Bulls, and he got drafted the year with Rose, the year after Rose. So I missed him by a year. But I can tell you, they loved him in Toronto, and it really hurt him when he got traded to San Antonio. Now, they got Kawhi Leonard, and they won a title, but it hurt him. And so he goes to San Antonio, and, you know, with all due respect to San Antonio, small market, he never got, I think, in my opinion, the amount of pub that he deserves. And I think if you look at his career, he's on the cusp of being a Hall of Fame player. I think he will be a Hall of Fame player. He wants to win. And so does Zach. Zach has never played in one playoff game, Lawrence, not one. And I'm not talking about like a best of five series, seven series. He hasn't played in one game in a postseason. And so I think both players have something that they want to show the world. And so they have checked their egos at the door. They're still getting a ton of shots, close to 20 each per game. You know, in the case of DeRozan, he's going to the line nearly eight times a game. And I think they have just said, hey, you know what? Let's just ball out and play, period. And Billy Donovan has put the players in the right position, and there you go. But again, it depends on the player's character, and they're willing to be unselfish. And both players have, you know, checked the box.
Bulls play-by-play man Chuck Swirsky joining us here on The Score. The Bulls will play the Cavaliers tonight. We will have pregame starting at 5:45. What do you think you've learned in the year and 25 games from Billy Donovan?
I've learned that, number one, he's putting the players in the right position. But more than that, he is a man of great humility, Lawrence. Like anyone else, you know, I really didn't know Billy. I mean, other than watching his Florida teams play and you have these media scrums before a game, you know, when a visiting team comes in and they meet with reporters for about 15 minutes and that's it. You really, you know, I can't say I knew Billy. I didn't. You know, I would go up to him, introduce myself, but that's, you know, that's just in passing. But Lauren, just being around him and how professional he is, and how respectful he is with everyone, and how the players respect him. And I think he wants to get on a player's level of understanding them as people first, as players second. And to me, that matters. I think a player wants to feel that their coach cares about them as human beings, first and foremost. And I think he does. I know he does.
With this kind of Bulls renaissance that we're seeing, it's fun for me to like interact with Bulls fans that have been down in the dumps over the last few years. And now
they're excited and they're texting here, Chuck, and they're like, when can we get the Bulls on national TV? They deserve to be on national TV. What's it been like with you engaging with Bulls fans now that the team is on an upswing and looking like a playoff squad?
Well, number one, Lawrence, as you know, they're relevant now in the market because I was concerned that apathy was starting to take place. And that's the worst thing, Lawrence. That's the worst thing a pro or college type of environment can absorb, is where the fans say, well, whatever, let's move on. I mean, you either are really, really angry and upset with your ball club and your franchise, or you love them. And once you hit that apathy stage, you're in big trouble. And so I'll give ownership credit, and they brought in Arturas and Mark, and they have really done a magnificent job in a very, very short period of time. And so I think Bulls fans are feeding off the energy. They're loving what's happened. I mean, you get a guy like Lonzo Ball and DeMar DeRozan and Vooch and Caruso, and then you draft Io at 38. I mean, are you kidding me? So I think the Bulls fans are loving it. I really do. Lawrence, I'll tell you what, I don't know if you've been to the United Center this year or not, but there's a different vibe going on at the United Center that I haven't seen or heard in a long, long time. And it's kind of refreshing in a sense that they're so engaged with this team.
No, you're right. Like, I see how they react, and there's been some cool stuff. You had the Joakim Noah night, which I thought was great, and then Derrick Rose being back for that. And it does feel like that. It feels like, I would say 2015 is probably the last time that it felt like this, where Derrick and those guys were making a run at LeBron. But it's been that long. Like, we're talking about 6 years. It's been that long since we've seen that type of buzz at the UC. Now, look, circumstances have made it so that you are calling games by yourself. Like, you're calling tonight's game by yourself, and you did the last game by yourself, and we hope that everyone on the TV side is doing well, and Billy goes over to TV. So what's it like to prep to do a basketball game by yourself versus having a partner to play off of?
Well, the last time I did this, where I went solo, was at the University of Michigan. My color analyst actually was Rob Pelinka, the general manager now of the Lakers. And Rob had just completed his run as a player under the Fab Five at Michigan and entered law school. And so he really couldn't travel, but he wanted to get into broadcasting. And so Rob was my partner. And on certain road games where he couldn't make, I did solo play-by-play. And then he got an internship with Arne Tellem, and that's how he got in the sports representation field, and that's how he got to know Kobe, and later became Kobe's exclusive agent, and much more than that. They were very, very, very close. But I went solo at the University of Michigan. But at the NBA level, you know, for the most part, in Toronto, I had Leo Routens and Jack Armstrong, and here, of course, has been with Bill, who I love dearly as a man and as a commentator. But, you know, we call a game, and it's fine. It really is. I mean, I'd rather have Bill next to me, but in these situations that we're facing, and we are facing these with Stacy, and I know I exchanged texts with Stacy yesterday, and he's on the road to recovery, thank goodness. You know, we'll get by, and we have a game to call, and we'll get it done.
All right, so Chuck, the analyst, I need to know what's a key for tonight's game for the Bulls against the Cavaliers?
Two keys, Lawrence. Number one is that the players who are in uniform, as you know, Matt Thomas has entered the NBA protocols, health and safety. So the Bulls are they're running out of players here. But the players that are playing have to play even above the level that they're capable of doing. This is a Cleveland ball club, and we're going to get to this now. The second point is the Bulls are going to have to match the number one. J.B. Bickerstaff's done a great job with Cleveland, but they start a huge front line. They start 3 7-footers, Lawrence. Now, the 3 7-footers today are not the 3 7-footers of yesteryear, where they would be, you know, tough, rugged, you know, low post bang players. We're talking about Jared Allen, very good rim protector. We're talking about Markkanen, and we're talking about one of my favorite young players coming into the league, Evan Mobley, out of USC, who I think is going to be a superstar. So the Bulls are going to have to somehow, some way manage to get to the rack on these 3 7-footers and play small ball again and just beat them down the court and pace.
Chuck, have a great call. I'm looking forward to it. I like listening to you and watching the television broadcast at the same time and kind of going back and forth between them. So put on a show tonight, sir.
Well, hey, can I just say one thing, Lawrence?
Sure.
And I mean this sincerely. I have no agenda. I'm just speaking from the heart. But you do an unbelievable job, and I hope your audience appreciates what you give each and every day. I'm a huge listener to the station. And, you know, and when I listen to your program, you know, you're thoughtful, you're respectful, you have knowledge, you are able to bring all these elements into play with some really, you know, things that go beyond the surface of sport. And to see your growth as a sports talk show communicator, and that's what we're in, we communicate, has been really a joy for someone that's been doing this for decades. But to see someone like yourself who's like off the charts great, it really brings a smile to my face. So thank you.
No, thank you. That is very kind. Those are things that you did not have to say, but I will pay you for them. I'll Venmo you later on. Chuck, have a great call tonight. I'll see you soon. That is Chuck Swirsky, who calls Bulls basketball for us. We will have the game tonight starting at 5:45. When we come back, Justin Fields looks like he's back. We'll discuss that a little bit here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
You should be following both of our Bears reporters, Mark Grody at Mark Grody Sports and Chris Emma at CEmma670. Emma texted because he's at Hallis Hall and there's been a little bit of news. Justin Fields is back. He will start on Sunday night. Justin Fields told the assembled media that he likes being the underdog. He likes when people doubt him. He doesn't have a lot to prove. He's ready to go. He says he feels good. He feels ready to play. They also talked with Tevin Jenkins today. And they talked lengthily to Tevin Jenkins about his back. And here's what Emma reported. He tweeted out, Tevin Jenkins said he's now 100% in terms of health. And he feels his best physically since he was 18 years old and heading to college. Jenkins admitted he first experienced back issues during OTAs, but played through it, something he feels was a mistake. That's a really important thing to learn, by the way. The idea of, am I being soft? Am I hurt or am I injured? Jenkins went on to say, according to Emma, I don't feel like it's going to be a problem for me ever again. Now let me offer some advice to the young man. If you have one back surgery, you're going to have multiple back surgeries, especially if you're 335 pounds and play in the NFL. I hope that that isn't what happens to him, but the odds are not in his favor, Katniss. I want to talk quarterbacking. Connor Orr, who covers the NFL for Sports Illustrated, he's been a friend of the show. He wrote an incredible piece. Like, it's so good, about the way developing quarterbacks has changed. And I obviously want to talk to him with the Bears having Justin Fields about this. And Justin Fields is mentioned in the piece. I'm going to talk with Connor about that next here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.